time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick here, bringing you another weekly podcast on MSONewsports.com, bringing you all the latest in Merrimack Valley sports. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing much. Mid-October in the thick of it. Week six football, week eight for high school sports overall, and we are pumped and jacked for what's going on in the Valley. You know, I'm looking around, scanning things, watching from afar what's going on in the Valley, and I can tell you one of the most impressive things I've seen is the Lowell Boys Harriers, as they call them.
Nice.
Cross-country team running its Merrimack Valley Conference regular season dual meet streak to 120 wins.
Jeez.
They haven't lost in 13 years.
Oh, man.
In the conference, which is funny because I think that 13 years was the run that Gloucester boys cross country had when they lost their first.
I remember okay.
In the early 2000s when I was covering, they lost the dual meet to like Marblehead, and that was like the first one in 13 years that they lost. But Lowell is keeping it going. Scott, head coach Scott Ouellette, you know, they beat a tough North Andover team. That's pretty close, 25-30, right?
That's very close.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like,
like a spot or two.
Yeah. You see a low kid finish, then a North Andover kid finishes, then a low kid. Like, that's one of those matches. I'm just looking at some of the kids. We should mention that North Andover's Ryan Connolly won the race. So that's a feat, right? For Mr. Connolly beating Lowell.
Yeah, big time.
But obviously Lowell had some depth there and started to move. It was like one of those try meets, I think. Right.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Bill Rickers, Ryan Leslie was second there. And then Lowell comes in with their trio of juniors. This is all according to the Lowell Sun and Chris Hurley. Jack Courtney was third. And then seniors, Saya Rath was fourth and Jarlin Arango fifth. So third, fourth, fifth for Lowell. That's what did it.
Yep, that'll do it right there. Wow.
When you have that gap, like North Andover, yeah, they got number one, but you have a gap until like the next guy finishes a six, then yeah, you get into trouble there. But man, something to watch over there. The Red Raiders cross country. I did not know they were a powerhouse.
Yeah, big time. The state meet's coming up pretty soon too. They'll get the chance to see where they stand against the elite.
Yeah, absolutely. Exciting things going on in the Merrimack Valley outside of cross country too. And we are pumped and jacked. Like I said, our first and only guest is coming up after the break, and it's the coach of the streaking Chelmsford Lions football team. Another big victory last week to talk about, and a huge game coming up this week to talk about as well. George Peterson on the other side.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Service, the home of fall savings with another great tire sale. Buy three Yokohama tires, get the fourth one absolutely free. See SullivanTire.com.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick here on MSONewsSports.com. And we're joined by our one and only guest today, Chelmsford football coach George Peterson, fourth year at the helm. How you doing, coach?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. And things are going well for the Lions right now after opening the season with a loss, winning, is it four straight now?
Yeah, we won our fourth straight on Friday night against North Andover.
Yeah. Another Merrimack Valley victory there, setting yourself up. Well, before we get into what's been going well, let's talk about what's coming up. Because a big matchup, right? Are we going, is it Tewksbury at 1 o'clock on Saturday? Where is it, coach?
Correct. It's at Tewksbury, 1 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, face the metal of our league. They're a team that's, you know, probably the one of the most well-coached programs in the state of Massachusetts. Their history of success is very well known. You know, Coach Aylward does a fantastic job. He gets those kids to play hard and very, very tough every single year, regardless of what the roster has. You're in for a game. So we've got to have our best, and you know, we got to have a great week of preparation and see if we can't, you know, get that monkey off our back, because it's been a while since we beat them, and they always give us problems. So hopefully we can get to it and our kids have a great week and we put together a plan that's effective and can get it going.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you guys are rolling now. I mean, four straight wins. You scored over 35 at least in all four of those wins. You know, most recent 35-0 over North Andover, who's always very solid. Take us to that win. It's got to be nice to, you know, control a solid team like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's only our second win against them in a decade. So, you know, they're a program that's always very, very rich in athletic talent. They're always have pretty good size and physicality. Last year we came into that game at 4-0 and we were feeling flying high, feeling really good about ourselves. And then I got beat 42-14. So kind of put into perspective where we were as a program. And all last week, we kind of talked about this being kind of our next step and climbing the next rung on the ladder to try to get back to what, you know, Chelmsford football had been, you know, back in the early 2000s and in the 90s. And you know, starting and turning around and you know, getting that win was a big thing for us. I think a good confidence builder for our kids. And, you know, hopefully it puts us in a position to have sustained success moving forward. But that was a great win for us against a really good program top to bottom. Our kids are excited about it. I know that much. You know, I'm excited about it as a coach and the way we handled our business last week, getting prepared, and, you know, certainly the way we went into the game and the way we approached it was fantastic.
Yeah. And all those points, how are you getting it done there? Like, is it more of like a who's stepping up for you, or is it like really a collective effort?
Well, you know, what's happening is we're getting extra opportunities because of the way our defense is playing. You know, you look at the last four games in our schedule, we've created 14 turnovers. We've picked it off 11 times. We've fumble recovered three times. We've returned a fumble for a touchdown. We've returned two interceptions for a touchdown. We've had touchdowns in the kicking game. So our defense is giving up 8 points a game right now, and that's given us extra opportunities as a defense as an offense, to have the ball in our hands and make plays. So when your defense can be real stingy like they are, I mean, we're giving up right around 100 yards of total offense a game in those four wins. Actually, in all five games, we're giving up right around 100 yards. So when that can happen, you're forcing the other team to give the ball back to you, and we're getting extra opportunities. I mean, the biggest thing that we're doing right now is we're able to run the football. We're running at about 245 a game. And, you know, Kai Everett and Kyle Wilder, our quarterback, have really, really stepped up and played extremely well. We've got about 1,000 yards just between the two of them. And then we, you know, dabble in a couple other guys here and there that have had success as well. And that paired with some timely passing game and some big plays in the passing game have been really helped us out.
Absolutely. Coach, tell us now, you know, who your captains are, what they bring to the table.
Well, we have five great leaders. First and foremost is a guy that we've kind of found our inspiration through for 2 years, a kid named Nick Spironis, who prior to last fall was diagnosed with angiosarcoma, which is a really rare form of cancer. You know, strapping, tough, you know, physical kid that has seen that all kind of go away and has gone through all sorts of different chemotherapies and treatments.
Wow.
And everything that has left him in a wheelchair and crutches. He goes out to coin tosses and stuff. But he's kind of our source of inspiration. He's the kid that, you know, when our kids feel like they're having a tough day, they remind themselves, you know, this could be way worse than what I'm dealing with right now. So it puts a lot of stuff into perspective for everybody. And so he's first and foremost. I think he's the kid that is kind of the rallying point for everybody because of what he represents, who he is. He was a starter for us. He was a projected starter for us as a junior. And that was just totally taken away from him. So that's something that's a young man that we really look to. Joe Mitri, who's our starting middle linebacker, who actually is a cancer survivor himself. He had cancer his freshman year for us. He's a kid that gained 100 pounds through chemotherapy and everything like that. And we didn't know if we'd get him back. Thankfully, he beat cancer, got him back as a sophomore, had a season-ending finger injury. And then last year broke his hand. And then this year he's been healthy. He's got three interceptions this year. And one return for a touchdown. He's been fantastic for us in all facets of the game. Joe Taze is a safety for us. He plays a little bit of running back here and there. He's kind of our physical presence guy. He carries the torch for Mike Hennessy, who was a captain of ours last year and played safety. Just a really tough physical kid who's got great discipline, communicates very well with the defense, and is kind of the quarterback of what we do on that side of the ball. And it's fantastic. Manny Marshall is a slot receiver and safety for us as well. He shares time at the safety position with Ryan Blagg, who's another senior. You know, he's got a kickoff return for a touchdown. He scored two touchdowns in the passing game. He's run for 50 or 60 yards in the run game. He's just been fantastic for us. And last but not least is Cooper Collins, who's an offensive tackle and defensive end for us. You know, he's a two-time all-league defensive lineman who this year, because of our depth and size on the defensive side of the ball, has just been playing on the offensive side. And I know he's big into, he was, you know, really excited about playing the defensive side, but he's also been a great leader in the fact that he realizes what's best is for the team right now is to have him playing one way, so that we can play fast the way we want to on the offensive side. And he's been fantastic for us as well. We've got a host of seniors that are really, really, really good leaders. And they've, you know, kind of really gelled around what's going on with Nick Spironis. You know, that's brought everybody together and just made everybody understand how lucky and fortunate we are to have our health and have the opportunity to go out every day and compete. And so, you know, that's kind of been, but Nick's the guy everybody kind of does everything for. And you know, whether he's there or not, he's always on our you know, mindset and how we go approach everything.
Yeah. And emotional season, emotional team, and drawing inspiration from that. That's, that's awesome to see. And, you know, the, and another thing that's cool about this team is that these are your guys, you know, not like the first year wasn't your guys, but we always see that year four, year five is when this is like a George Peterson team now.
Correct.
And right, they're all your kids. You've seen them grow and evolve. So that must be cool to watch these seniors have so much success so far.
Well, right. They know no other way now. There's been no other influence in what they're doing on the football field. And, you know, one of the big things that we've done in our program since we came in as a staff is we've really created a culture in the weight room. We had 95 kids in the weight room over the summer. So kids have really committed to that piece, and that builds the trust and the toughness and the character and all that stuff. So our kids have really bought into that piece of it. And, when you buy into that and you've put in that much work, giving in and, you know, losing becomes that much more difficult to do. So, I think our kids have done a phenomenal job of building that culture within the program and following the lead of, you know, our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Foljam, who is, you know, could be at a college somewhere doing what he's doing, but prefers to be working with high school students and being a teacher. So we're really fortunate to have a great staff, and the kids have bought in. And, you know, it's kind of the same way it happened in Lexington. When I took over there, we were, you know, had a team that was full of talent, but there were, you could feel the resistance from kids on a daily basis. Like, why are we doing it this way when we did it this way in the past? And, you know, you don't get any of that anymore. It was the same when I took over in Chelmsford. You know, there's kids that knew a different way of doing things, and these guys don't know any other way. And, you know, there are kids, and, you know, it gives you that, you know, almost like proud dad kind of experience when you're working with kids because you're around them so often. You know, we got a great group, and we're really excited about the kids that we have in our program, not just our seniors, but all the way down through. I mean, we have 52 freshmen right now playing football, which is huge. So
it is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you mentioned Lexington. How many years were you with them?
I was there for 8 years.
Eight years. Okay.
We won the Middlesex League back-to-back years in 2016 and 2017. We had the Gatorade Player of the Year in the state of Massachusetts in our program. And Sal Frelick, who now plays pro baseball for the Brewers.
Awesome.
So we had a good thing going there, but it was, I needed to be closer to home where my family is, and it makes it so I can be a dad and have the kids be a part of my program a little bit. My wife be a part of our program a little bit. So it's a better setup right now.
Yeah.
From where I'm at.
And first win of the season, do I have it right? 48-0 over Lexington.
Yeah. you know, we played them last year coming back off of COVID, and we were able to get them that year. And that was kind of the nostalgic year. You know, we went back to Lexington, and it was, you know, a place where I cut my teeth as a coach. And so that was, I knew the kids on the team and in the program, and I knew a lot of the coaches. This year we were coming off of a really hard loss where we had high expectations. So there was a lot of disappointment and trying to get back on the right track. And so that kind of nostalgia was gone. That nostalgia was gone week two this year. And it was just kind of all business and making sure we got it done right.
Mm-hmm. Coach, I mean, you mentioned that culture. I mean, as a new, you know, coach coming into a program, is that even more important than wins and losses, kind of establishing the way you do things? So, you know, down the road when you have coached these kids for 4 years, like now, I mean, you're looking at a, you know, a successful season.
Yeah. I mean, we say it all the time when we tell it to the kids, culture is king. I don't care, you know, what you do wins and loss wise. If you're not, you know, doing it the right way, it's not going to be sustainable. It's not something that people are going to want to be a part of. And we try to create a real family atmosphere that, you know, parents want their kids to be involved in, kids want to be involved in. We make it an experience. We try to make it an experience that's special because of the amount of time and effort the kids and coaches put into it. And I think, you know, it pays us back and, you know, on the back end of it, because our kids, you know, are bought in and, you know, want to do it for one another. They want to do it for the coaching staff. They want to do it for the school and the community, because of the culture we've created within our program that, you know, we think is pretty special. And I think our kids think is special, and we're fortunate to have family members and parents in the program that are, you know, more than willing to go out and do, you know, extra stuff for us, cook meals on for pregame meals on a weekly basis. You know, like this weekend, we're playing Tewksbury on a Saturday. It's our first Saturday game. We're going to try to keep it like a normal day for the kids. We'll have a big spread for breakfast at 8 a.m. and get the kids in there, go through meetings and go through a workout prior to the game so that, you know, 1 o'clock doesn't hit and we've got kids that are flat because they were up until, you know, midnight or 1 o'clock on their phones and then you know, waking up at 10 o'clock and then, you know, strolling into the field house at that time, getting ready to go. It just doesn't work. So we got people that are bought in at all, you know, at all levels, coaches, kids, parents. And, you know, when that happens, you know, there's a much higher likelihood that you're going to have success, in my opinion. At least that's what I believe. And that's what we've tried to create. So,
yeah. And Chelmsford, you know, like you were saying earlier, great history, you know, earlier part of this century, 5 trips to the Super Bowl, 1 win in those, a couple of trips in the 90s. And then in the 80s, breaking my little Gloucester heart. I was a 5th grader who went to, I think it was called Sullivan Stadium back then, Gillette now, and watched Kyle Cripps in Chelmsford with a heartbreaking 21-14 win over Gloucester and a controversial end. I'm not bitter. Now, Coach, like, what's your history? Where did you go to high school?
So I went to my history is kind of funky. It's I grew up in a small town in Vermont. My father started the high school football program at my high school, so my brother and I could play. He went to Ithaca College and bought a bunch of old crappy equipment with money out of his savings account. And they started out as the Mill River Football Club, and there was no games for 3 years. They just practiced. I was the water boy for those teams. And then when I was in like the seventh grade, they started playing 8-man football, and they played 8-man football for 2 years and won back-to-back state championships. Mm. My freshman year was the first sanctioned program at Mill River High School in Clarendon, Vermont. And we were terrible. We were horrendous. we were awful for 3 years. And then my senior year, we were, myself and my brother were both in the program. We went, I think 7-2 or something like that, lost the state championship by 3. And then I walked on at the University of New Hampshire and
nice.
Was able to have a good career there. I was the captain of the team in 2004. I was fortunate enough to be named an All-American in 2004 under Sean McDonald. Chip Kelly was one of the coaches there. So, you know, I was lucky to learn from a lot of people who really love the sport and, you know, take pieces from everybody to kind of try to build a catalog of things that I could do to hopefully create a successful program. And, you know, it's because of, you know, what I experienced and what I watched that we were able to kind of pull things together and make it work for kids and coaches and everything.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, I'm seriously not over that loss in Gloucester, but anyone in Chelmsford still talk about, you know, that team from the 87 year, the Kyle Cripps, the Greg DeGracca was another name I remember. Cato, of course.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tom Cato is, you know, a legend who lives in Gloucester, funny enough as it is. But him and I know each other relatively well and have become close friends. And one of my coaches played for Coach Cato. His name's Bob Brown. Played for him in the early 80s, went on to play at Pitt. His son's in our program now. But yeah, I mean, just there's, you go in the gymnasium and you see the banners hanging and the number of times that they won the Merrimack Valley League and the number of times they've been to the Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl is impressive. And it's humbling to be a part of. And, you know, kids want to be a part of that tradition. And, you know, we're fortunate to have that kind of, you know, tradition in our program because it makes it so kids are excited to be a part of it.
Yeah. Nick Cato coached at Gloucester for a little while, didn't he?
Yeah.
1 year?
The year after I graduated, 2002 was the year he coached there, yeah.
Oh, wow, I did not.
Yeah, because with Terry, right? With Terry Silver, right? Yeah, that was Terry's last year. Yeah, I thought that was fascinating. And I was a sports guy. I must have did a couple of stories back then. But I have some problems, George. I really do. I looked up Kyle Cripps' Facebook page. I was stalking him. He was the running back, you know, for that 87 team. And Did you know how that ended? The Gloucester was on the 1 yard line, and the quarterback called the quarterback sneak. He fell to his knees, then reached over. he was down. It wasn't a touchdown. Yeah. He placed the ball on the in the end zone and just let it go. And Chelmsford picked it up and they called it a fumble.
Oh my gosh.
They called it a fumble and Chelmsford ran out the clock.
People still complain about it.
Yeah. People still complain and gloss over about it. Yeah.
That's right.
But George Peterson, Chelmsford football. That game is Saturday at 1:00. Where is it again? I'm sorry.
At Tewksbury.
At Tewksbury. Okay. Chelmsford going to Tewksbury in a huge, huge Merrimack Valley conference matchup. Looking forward to it. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for joining us on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, cool. You too. All right. George Peterson in the books. Chelmsford football. Up next, our Merrimack Valley football report.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Service is the home of fall savings with another great tire sale. Buy 3 Yokohama tires, get the 4th one absolutely free. Or buy 1 Yokohama tire, get the 2nd at 50% off. Fall's the perfect time to get your car ready for the weather ahead. Let our ASC certified technicians keep your car running right. From batteries to brakes, we'll improve your ride and fuel economy. Servicing hybrids and electric vehicles as well. 77 locations throughout New England, including our newest in Worcester and Sturbridge. Visit SullivanTire.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Dominic Cashman and Kukuru wrapping things up here with our Merrimack Valley football report. Let's get to Thursday night action tonight. This podcast goes out the door Thursday's morning, so here we go. Haverhill is going to Andover. Going to be a tough one for the Hillies, Nick. 7 o'clock tonight. Andover coming off another win. They're undefeated, beating Central last week, and then this week beating fellow undefeated Methuen. 41-34 in Methuen. What a couple of weeks for Andover.
Yeah, talk about making a statement. I mean, they beat they had their two toughest games potentially in the regular season, back-to-back weeks, both undefeated teams ranked in the top 10. Well, sorry, Central Catholic was not undefeated, but both teams ranked in the top 10, and they beat them both.
Yep. Whittier, speaking of Haverhill, will be hosting Georgetown, another North Shore versus Merrimack Valley, Nick, and that brings us to the count. The count of the North Shore versus Merrimack Valley football teams still in favor of the Merrimack Valley after this week. Another split, but splits aren't going to help the North Shore catch up because they're down. They're still down 11 wins for the Merrimack Valley, 7 for North Shore. Yep. This week it was a Tech battle. Essex Tech beating Greater Lawrence Tech 14-7. That put the North Shore on the board, but Lowell Catholic evened it things off with a 48-8 win over Georgetown. Where does Georgetown play? Are they in the Cape Manly or are they independent?
They're in the Commonwealth.
Oh, they're in the Commonwealth.
With Manchester, Essex, Kip, and I believe Lowell Catholic. That's the four teams in that tier
okay.
of the Commonwealth.
So that will be the Thanksgiving game will be a league game between Manchester, yep. Essex, and Georgetown.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. And that comes before Super Bowl weekend, basically.
Yes.
weird setup in Massachusetts we have here. All right, running down some other Merrimack Valley action coming up this week. Friday, Drakett's going to North Andover. Those are both teams looking to get back on the winning track. Drakett got smoked by North Middlesex in a non-leaguer 47-zip last week, and North Andover also got smoked by Chelmsford. We heard about that. 35-zip. Bill Ricca, non-leaguer, hosting Acton Boxborough at 7 o'clock. Bill Ricca had a good win over Tewksbury, 35-21.
First in over a decade, I want to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge win there for Bill Ricca.
The boys in green. Lawrence and Lowell, good time for that. Lawrence coming off a loss to Haverhill, 30-6. They've been struggling. Lowell's definitely struggling. So good time for those two teams to meet. Another great game. You're always going to have like at least two marquee matchups in the Merrimack Valley. Yep. This one is certainly the case. Methuen is going to Central Catholic. Central,
so they got to run the gauntlet too.
Yeah, back-to-back weeks, Andover versus Central. Tough weeks for Methuen. Essex Tech going to Greater Lowell Tech at 6. That's not the Merrimack Valley, but another crossover between North Shore and Merrimack Valley. Northeast, another North Shore game. Now, Northeast, they're pretty much in Wakefield, right? We don't really...
They're in Wakefield, yeah.
Just outside of our North Shore arena there. Although many people will say, what are you talking about, Wakefield, North Shore? It's north of Boston. we don't really.
Not really.
Because the Northeastern Conference, they're not Cape Manly. We're like, see ya. Your boys will be traveling to undefeated. Your Manchester Essex will be traveling to undefeated Shawshene.
Yeah, I'm planning to go to that on Friday. So that should be a good game.
Yeah. And we heard about this matchup too earlier from Coach Peterson. Tewksbury going to Chelmsford Saturday, 1 o'clock. That could be a good one. You know, Chelmsford's been rolling, and this is another opportunity to show that, you know, they are certainly for real. I mean, they've already done it a few times, but this is another big test. Tewksbury doesn't like losing, so they're going in the Chelmsford. They do not want to lose two in a row. So, all right, good. I think that does it, Nick. We should maybe look at the power rankings for a little bit. To see. Now, this is before, you know, last weekend. So it doesn't count the last weekend games. But the fact of the matter is, you know, Central, despite those two losses, are fifth and a couple spots behind Andover at third in Division One, and Methuen at 8. So, you know,
there's going to be a lot of representation in Division One. Those are all three teams that look like they are not one and done caliber. Those look like those are second round and beyond teams. And, you know, once you get to that second round, it's the best of the best. Now that the first round's even still pretty good nowadays, now that they've, you know, kind of chopped the field in half.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. They chopped the field in half, and it's been a good thing.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you know, you get out of that first round of the tournament, you're elite. You have a chance to go all the way pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, you know, you're looking at 1 versus 8 in the quarters, 2 versus 6, 3 versus 6, 2 versus 7. I'm trying to finagle in my mind, Nick, a Merrimack Valley like semifinal matchup in the state. And it's not quite there yet. They would have to meet in the finals, I guess. Maybe, well, 1 versus 8.
On the sides of the bracket. Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
1 versus 8 is a second round matchup.
Yep. So, yeah, 3, 5, and 8 going into last weekend for the Merrimack Valley. No surprise, but a lot of fun. A lot of fun for sure. Who else in the power rankings do we want to discuss Merrimack Valley-wise? Division 2, who are we looking at there? North Andover, 13.
Okay.
You know, at 2-2, but that was before they lost, you know, to Chelmsford. So,
yep.
Could be on the outside looking in there for the Scarlet Knights, right? You go to Division 3, Tewksbury's in that one, right? I think
Tewksbury's in 4.
4, okay, yeah, you're right, yeah. Yeah, I don't see any representation in...
Bill Ricken, 3?
They might be in the... Yeah, correct, they're number 8.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no, they're another one that's, you know, going to be in the mix. You're going to be a tough out. Obviously, Tewksbury in Division 4 is one of the usual suspects. You know, even though they lost that last week, expect them to be right there in the mix too.
Yeah. All right, that just about wraps it up for Merrimack Valley Football Report and another Merrimack Valley show in the books. Much more efficient in this show, Nick, than we are the North Shore one. We're all over the place. And I guess we should maybe for a minute or two, even though we took like 20 minutes on this topic last time. But, you know, they had that. I'll just put the quick stamp. They had that Cardinal Spellman coach quit in the middle of the season last week for parental abuse. He's been telling all the media he's not afraid to talk about it. And what a shame. You know, in the North Shore show, we talked about our thoughts on how to manage it. And you probably made the best point. There's really no way to manage it. It's going to happen.
Yep.
I think it might be a good idea for the state to have just a one sheeter that parents of all athletes, varsity athletes, high school athletes have to sign real quick just to attend the game. And if they're caught, if they caught abusing those simple, you can't yell at a coach after a game. You can't abuse a coach, you know, on a practice environment in public, then they'll have to have some consequences, maybe. I mean, is that going to deter things? No. But it might be a good start. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. No, I don't think it's going to deter things either, but, you know, it might.
Yeah.
Emotions are emotions.
Yeah, we shall see. All right, let's get going here. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here on MSONewsSports.com. Kelly Media is the brand behind the show. We're here every Thursday in the fall. Not sure about our publishing cadence in the winter. Not really a need to rush out on Thursdays, you know. But heck, maybe we'll just
Friday,
keep it.
Saturday is the big. Thursday is the slow day in the winter. You got your basketball Fridays and your hockey Saturdays in the winter season.
Yeah, we got to go heavy on the guests in that season because, you know, we don't really, I don't know, can we have an open, can we have a report?
Well, I know hoop is the hoop in wrestling, right? Of the things, even though there's, you know, Tewksbury's a defending state champ in hockey. So,
yeah,
true. We'll have plenty to talk about.
Awesome. All right, let's wrap it up for this week, though. We're out of here at Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. See you next week.